And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, before I go any further, you guys have probably heard me talk multiple times about my friends at the Riley and Jackson Law Firm. When I say they're my friends, they truly are. I was meeting with them the other day. We have collaborated on issues before. We have also collaborated on cases as attorneys before. And when I heard about the situation with the Camp Lejeune water contamination, I thought, what is that? Is that real? What is going on? Is this some kind of scam or is it legit? No, it's legit, y'all. So I called Riley and Jackson because I heard they were working on it. They got like five lawyers at their firm working on this. They're based out of Birmingham. Solid people. I really like the folks that run that firm and work there. But Riley and Jackson has five lawyers working on it, and here's the deal. Like 19 illnesses have been attributed to the Camp Lejeune water contamination. Confirmed. And if you were there between 1953 to 1987, and you have any of the illnesses that are attributed on that list, you may be eligible for a claim. Or it could be someone you love who you've lost since then. 1953 to 1987 is a long time. You can call them. They'll tell you just for free whether you have a claim or not. Their number, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's 205-879-5000. And I'm going to tell you, they do a lot of other work. They've got decades of work helping to make people whole because of the negligence of others. This is their mission in life, and they're good at it. And I will be honest with you, too. Riley and Jackson, I mean, I'm sitting here advocating for them. You can just imagine they're not only right on the law, they're right on politics, too, if you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And do tell them you heard about it on a Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. I got to do that thing, Boomer. I got to get on timing. No representation made the legal services quality before. I'm going to try that all over again. I'm not even going to go with that. No representation made the quality of legal service before was greater than the quality of legal service before by the lawyers.
That was good, except I accidentally pulled up my calculator. Not
stopwatch. You can't time me with a calculator. All right. I know it was fast, but nonetheless. All right. Riley and Jackson. There you go. Hey, listen, coming back from the break here in just a minute, we're going to jump into the last section of the Triple Dipper. Inflation, stagflation, shrinkflation. The Biden economy has got all the Asians, if you know what I'm saying. All God's children are experiencing some type of inflation. It could be an inflation or a stagflation or a shrinkflation. Pray tell, what are they? Well, inflation, we all know. Stagflation, some of y'all heard about. Shrinkflation? You might not be aware of that one, but it's happening. So, yeah, lots of stuff in that. We're going to do that next, right after the break. Inflation, stagflation, shrinkflation. Oh, all deflations that get brought about in the Biden economy. What have I got here? Text lines? Do I want to read these? I'm not sure I do.
Maybe not some of them.
All right. So Dan from Rogersville says, Superman is toxic masculinity, but the new Superman is also kryptonite for the comic book series. That was good. That was good. That was better than my taking a bite out of the apple. That was good. So, yeah, there's that. What else we got? Brian from Huntsville. Brian, I just don't know if I can read that one. Kal-El's been sniffing some kryptonite, going green. Past time for me to shut up, he says. Okay. what else I got here? What are the new descriptives for Superman? He's no longer faster than a plane or stronger than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, standing for truth, justice, and the American way. That was JT from Lacey Springs. I don't know, JT.
He, him.
Oh. You just say he, him. He, him, they. That's it.
That's it.
Superman.
He, him.
Stronger than a locomotive with pronouns that don't match. All right. There it is. All right, folks. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, heading to a break, coming right back. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about we are down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. I got it right that time, Boomer. I did. I got it. But that ain't even no notes. Just calling out my geography. The geography of Right Side Radio. I just calling it out. By the way, folks, let me just speaking of geography, two places you might want to consider going out on Hughes Road in Madison or South Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You like how I slid that in there, Boomer?
That was good. geography.
Yeah, seriously, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Let me just say this. If you are thinking, okay, it's coffee. No, it's so much more than coffee. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, yes, but it's also a cafe, meaning they have a whole lot more there than just beverages. They've got an amazing menu, sandwiches, wraps, salads. They got breakfast you can have for dinner. You can have waffles for dinner if you want to. You can have an omelet. All this goodness is laid out for you on a menu that's bar none. Just Love Coffee Cafe also has award-winning dry roast coffees. Yes, they do. Grind the beans for you fresh, make you a steaming cup of black, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. And then there's what my sweet love Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, the fancy ones. But those are all good, and all of it is at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Along with great environment, use their Wi-Fi, hang out, play a game, hang out with friends, read a book. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. I love both of them. But anyway, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Were you about to say something, bud? What was that?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, they got all kinds of waffles in those barista boxes you can bring in to your...
Oh, yeah, the barista box, bring it to your friends. Yeah. That's right. All right. Hey, listen, jumping over now to number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm not sure how much this we're going to cover. You want to call in, we'll take it, 833-68-RIGHT, 833-687-4448. That's the phone number. That is the text and call line. So, well, what have we talked about? Everything from gay Superman to go woke, go broke to toxic positivity and toxic masculinity. You're welcome to call in. What you got?
I was just saying toxic everything.
Yeah, toxic everything was the name of that particular segment. In fact, one on the is that a new one on the text line came in just a minute ago.
Paul had a good one.
Yeah. So we got inflation, stagflation, shrinkflation, and he says Biden has done a Tom Brady to the country with deflation. that was Paul from Athens. Paul, I like what you did there. Yeah, I don't think I should read Paul's Superman one. I think I'll leave that one alone. That one, yeah, Paul. All right, hey, listen, text it in, 833-687-4448. So the latest inflation data is out, all right? And it didn't come back the way they had hoped. The Biden administration was just sure that when the Fed raised the rates, which, by the way, right now, I'm going to tell you, my law firm does a lot of real estate. Rates are higher now than they've been in maybe 40 years, 20 at least. I mean, we're seeing rates upwards in the sevens. And I was doing closings just, I don't know, when was this? Like a year ago, in the twos. And it was not uncommon to find those this year. At the very least, we were seeing them in the threes. Yeah, if somebody had bad credit, they were getting the fours. And now we're seeing average rates in the sevens. It's driving the mortgage industry is now basically seeing a downturn. Home sales are in a downturn. This drives things. Well, they're trying to do it to stymie inflationary processes, to try and keep people from continuing to borrow money to flood the economy with more money. And yet what they're doing is they're also driving down the economy by keeping people from scaling up their businesses with business loans and other things that's necessary to run the average business. So The Guardian has a piece dated October 16th, that'd be yesterday. Latest U.S. inflation data raises questions about the Fed's interest rate hikes. The Guardian basically says, listen, the Fed says they're trying to slow inflation, but they may be making it worse. That's the point being made by the author here in this article. Says a fresh round of U.S. inflation data released last week showed persistently high prices, raising more questions, about whether the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are missing what many economists contend are the real inflationary culprits. things like corporate pricing, energy costs, and supply chain disruptions. The news is further stirring fears of unnecessary economic pain should the Fed push America into recession. That's the concern, is that right now the Fed, aggressively raising the rate multiple meetings in a row, may be actually overcompensating at this point. Well, chief economist at the Progressive Groundwork Collaborative think tank, Rakeem Mabood, I can't tell you that I really know him, but I sounded like I did, didn't I? Raising interest rates isn't working, and the Fed's overly aggressive actions are shoving our economy to the brink of a devastating recession. Supply chain bottlenecks and a volatile global energy market can't be solved by additional rate hikes. Now, this guy is also a liberal, so he claims there's rampant corporate profiteering. I don't agree. I think the prices you are seeing largely are being driven by, yes, supply chain bottlenecks, global energy issues, and all of that is collaborating to form inflation as we see it. Inflation being, of course, the cost of living. What does it cost for us to buy stuff? Well, Thursday's consumer price index, last Thursday, everybody hoped it was going to be better. We were at 8.3%. That 8.3% is a 40-year high. Like, not since the Carter administration. And however, they had hoped it was going to drop to 8 or below. Nope, it dropped 0.1. This went down from 8.3 to 8.2, which means what we're seeing is that the Fed's actions are really not driving change right now. Forbes has an article dated October 14th. That'd be Friday. Inflation in the United States continued to edge lower last month, but at a slower rate than expected. Yes, I just said that. Today's figures, it says, from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show the consumer prices all items index rose by 8.2%. Depends on which index you're in. All items means overall the market, 8.2%. It says the Bureau's core consumer prices reading for September that excludes food and electricity came in at 6.6, which is still a 40-year high. So what we're looking at here, all indicators are the Fed's actions are not doing what they had hoped it would do. They're not putting things back into a right place. Now, the interesting thing is that's inflation. What is worse than inflation? Inflation, you and I see, we get it, we understand it. In fact, inflation is not always a bad thing, to be honest. They say that sometimes moderate inflation can be an indication of a growing economy. Just go with me. But the one you don't want, the one you especially don't want, is stagflation. Stagflation. What is stagflation? Stagflation has nothing to do with, okay, anyway, stagflation. I was about to try and make a joke. I'm not going to do it. Article from Time magazine, dated October 13th. That'd be last Thursday. Says we're heading for a stagflationary crisis unlike anything we've ever seen. It's a very abysmal article here. I will be honest. This is a dark article. So it starts off by saying, unless you're middle-aged and gray-haired, you probably have not heard about the term stagflation until very recently. You may have barely heard about inflation. For a long time, until 2021, inflation, the annual increases in prices, was below the central bank's target of 2%, meaning it was very manageable. Can you imagine? We've been running below 2% for years on inflation, and suddenly now we're at 8.2%, which, by the way, is down from 8.3. But yet stagflation, the shock of an economy that is not just seeing high prices, but is also seeing supply chain disruptions to the point that high prices are now coupled with inability to meet demand. So even though demand is up and prices are up, there's not enough stuff to put on the shelves, your economy becomes stagnant. It is stagflation, a recession with high inflation. That's a bad place to be in. And what they're saying right now, article on National Review dated Saturday, October 15th, Biden is the stagflation president. Now, Biden doesn't get it. He says the economy is strong. He said it this weekend. He also says that even though the Bureau of Labor Statistics says we're at 8.2% and the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is up, that Biden is saying my policies that Democrats delivered directly tackle price pressures that we saw in today's report. End of story. Thank you all very much. Nothing to see here. Move along. But what we're seeing now is we have basically a market being driven by stagflationary policies. Policies that are doing nothing to open up the supply chain. Policies that are doing nothing except trying to flood the market with false monies. Putting more money in consumers' hands when there's not enough there for them to purchase creates stagflation. The economy begins to stifle, and industry cannot keep up with demand, and prices begin to soar. It's a bad combination. Points out some of the things that Biden has done to cause this. This is Time Magazine, by the way. This is not like, this is National Review. I left the Time Magazine behind. I'm sorry, I'm in National Review. They are conservative. On the top of the five, it said he has a $5 trillion regular budget. Then he went ahead and dropped new spending of $500 billion for the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act and the Chips and Science Act, another $250 billion. Then he signed the Inflation Reduction Act, in which he issued a constitutionally dubious executive order forgiving college debt, increasing another spending amount by $400 billion. Then the economy shrank during the first half of 2022. And so they began ratcheting up the rates at the Fed. The hikes have not resulted in price stability, this article points out, but they have led to the highest mortgage rates in 20 years. Okay, it was 20. Growing volatility in the debt markets and increasing likelihood of prolonged recession. It says, by subsidizing demand while restricting supply, Biden has revived the economic maladies that afflicted the American economy back in the 70s. Biden has turned gold into dross, and amazingly, he expects to be rewarded for it. That's a great point. But the last one, the one that I think is so interesting, is shrinkflation. So now we've talked about, just briefly here, I mean, we're running this segment here like lightning speed. Stay with me. It's like flying in a Huey with the doors open. Nap of the earth. But nonetheless, inflation, stagflation. And the last one, shrinkflation. Boomer, you heard of shrinkflation?
Today, I heard about shrinkflation.
So, okay.
And it is so true.
It is true.
So
it's absolutely true.
And then I started thinking, I guess you should get into it before I tell you what I started thinking.
No, you can tell me what you got.
Then I started thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to start checking everything right now.
I know. So, yeah. So, like, I got two articles, CNBC, Business Insider. I'll take Business Insider. Headline from August of this year. From toilet paper to candy bars, companies hide their rising costs by shrinking the size of everyday products. And it points out that what you're seeing now at the store, if you go look at it, you might have a box of cereal you've been paying, let's pick a price, $3.99 for a box of cornflakes. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if I'm right. $3.99 for a box of cornflakes, and you were getting 32 ounces of cornflakes for $3.99. Now you're still paying $3.99, but if you look closely at the box, you may see that it's dropped to 28 ounces. Oh, look at that, 4 ounces less. You're getting less for the same amount. That's shrinkflation. It says consumer food prices have jumped 10.9% over the past year. The biggest, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the biggest 12-month increase since 1979. But customers are starting to notice another thing known as shrinkflation. Things like Frito-Lay shrank some bags of its Doritos from 9.75 to 9.25 ounces. Yeah. And then you got Gatorade redesigned its 32-ounce bottles to be more aerodynamic and easier to grab, but now they also only hold 28 ounces where they used to hold 32. It's a 14% drop despite both bottles being the same height. That's interesting. Pizza giant Domino's said in January it was going to cut down the number of chicken wings in its $7.99 promotional from 10 to 8, meaning you're getting fewer chicken wings for the same price, but you don't realize it until you begin to realize, how do we know? I've run long on this, Boomer.
It's all right. I mean, it's inflation and shrinkflation and stagflation.
Well, and it's real. It's happening right
it
now.
Is.
But I ran long, and we got to take a break. Oh. Tell our caller, if you don't mind, if he can hang on during the break, we'll get him as soon as we get back. But right now, we got to take a break, brothers. Let's go ahead and do that. All right, folks, we're wrapping it up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, before I move on to the call we've got holding on the line, let me just tell you real quickly, my friends at ZLA Solutions have been tearing it up lately. They are doing what they do best, which is putting people and jobs together. So that's their mission in life, man. If you are looking for a job yourself, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They've got jobs posted all over the northern part of our state with major name manufacturers and big businesses, and they can put you to work right away, making good wages. But if you're also an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can take care of that. Doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies, blue collar, white collar, no collar, or a whole shift of people, they can take care of it. The recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, they'll do it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. These are friends of mine. I've known them for a long time. And oh, by the way, they've been with the show since the very beginning. So ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. I got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick while I still have time. Paul from Marshall County. Hey, Paul. Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, I just now realized you've been saying Phil Williams. I thought you were saying Bill Williams.
Nope, I am the Phil all day long.
Okay, I heard you. I can only listen to you when I'm driving. I can't listen to you in the office. But I wanted to ask you, I heard you say Black Rock earlier.
Yeah.
When you were speaking on it, but I missed it. Is that a nefarious company, or I don't know much about it. I've got an investment with them. But I don't want to be invested with somebody that's nefarious.
Well, I mean, I can't truly give you investment advice, but what I can tell you is this. BlackRock is a investment managing or financial planning company that has been on the forefront of some of the most liberal policies ever put into corporate America and banking. And what they're doing is they're mandating that people begin shifting away from profits and looking more at what are you doing for green energy policies, and what are you doing for social justice policies, and what are you doing for, you know, laws that change on the books to take wokeism into the public arena. So all said and done, it's called ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance. BlackRock's founder is one of the leading proponents of ESG, and it's basically saying they don't care about profits they make for you as an investor. They want to make sure that everybody's following the Green New Deal or, you know, taking care of the LGBTQ agenda. That's what they're looking for. So that's my take on BlackRock, man.
Oh, wow. Well, that's what I was asking. I wasn't asking for any kind of financial advice. I wanted to know about whether they were nefarious. So I need to change. I need to do a little change in here.
Well, I will. Also, I'll leave that to you, but I think you might want to take a look.
I definitely will. Could I ask you another question?
Yes, sir. I got about 30 seconds.
A friend of mine that works at Lowe's told me that they're not allowed to say Christmas tree anymore. You have to say tree of light. They can't say the word Christmas in Lowe's. I always thought Lowe's was a Christian company, but I wondered if you know anything about that.
I have not heard that, but I tell you what, if I can find proof of it, I'll talk about it on the radio. Hey, Paul, thanks for the call, man. We'll look into it. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling from Marshall County.
Sir.
All right. I mean, we got listeners all over the place, man.
Man, that's awesome.
Hey, back to this thing, by the way, shrinkflation. How about this? Like, Walmart's Great Value paper towels dropped from having 168 sheets per roll to only 120. The price stayed the same. Hershey cut down its 18-ounce pack of dark chocolate kisses by almost 2 ounces. Same price. You're getting 16 instead of 18 now. Hefty's trash bags went from having 90 bags to 80 for the same price. This is shrinkflation. A two-pack of Reese's peanut butter cups used to weigh... I saw this. I opened a Reese's cup, and I told Charlene these things are smaller.
Absolutely. I love Reese's cups.
And by the way, you must think I'm sitting around eating sweets all the time. I had some double stuff Oreos the other day, and I said, this ain't double stuff. This is single stuff. You look at the packet, it says it's double. I'm telling you it's not.
They changed it.
They did. Shrinkflation is real. Inflation, stagflation, shrinkflation. I don't like any of them. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. What an amazing day. What a great show. You guys are a great audience. We love you. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night.